Brad Rempel of High Valley, thank you very much for joining us today. Brad, first of all, where did we catch you on this day?
I'm just at home right now. I'm kind of doing, Curtis and I were recording some acoustic songs today, and we're in the studio in a couple days just doing the bluegrass version of Grew Up On That and recording some Christmas music. So that's what's going on right now.
Are you in the Peace region, or are you elsewhere?
No, I'm at home, and we live in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Okay. How have things gone in 2020, despite the circumstances that are going on in the world right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and there's not to take away from all the sickness and all the, you know, lack of jobs and all the bad things that are happening to people. For us, we've kind of been enjoying it a lot, honestly. I've been on the road a lot for about 20 years, and it's been amazing. I've been at every baseball game. I've been at every football game. I've been at 90% of the practices for my kids. It's been a good... Now, do I want to, like, sit at home for the rest of my life? No. But we're making the most of what we got, for sure.
You are making the most. It certainly sounds like it, because on the charts, High Valley has done very, very well. You've got numerous top 10 hits, including a couple of number ones that are getting a lot of airtime on the radio. That's Grew Up On That and IBUB. How exciting is it for a band from small town Alberta, really small town Alberta, to be number one on the country charts?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. This song is Grew Up On That is just kind of taken off, honestly, faster than anything else. She's With Me and Make You Mine were, you know, our two biggest hits to date, and still are. But I mean, this one's catching up pretty fast. So who knows? We just found out that we're gold on She's With Me and gold on Make You Mine, which is, you know, 500,000 sales each, which is crazy. But this song, Grew Up On That, it's already over 100,000, and it's pretty fresh. So we'll see what happens there.
How much does that say, and how proud does it make you and your brothers feel in the group about being part of a Canadian country music scene that almost seems to be carrying on very, very well right now?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we don't get up there as much to see, you know, everything that's going on in Canada. But I do know, I write a lot of songs, so I've been having people like the Reklaws and Brett Kissel and Jade Eagleson and the Hunter Brothers and Tim and the Glory Boys and Paul Brand, all these people have been putting singles out to radio that you guys have been playing that I got to help write, which has just been amazing. So now when I do get up to Canada, I get to listen to the radio and hear a bunch of different songs that I used to hear my voice on when I first recorded them, and now I'm hearing, you know, Brett or the Reklaws or somebody singing them, which is, I mean, that's my dream. I love writing songs, so that's a big dream come true for me.
How much credit do you get from them with the songs that you've written for them?
Oh, I mean, they're great. We're the Reklaws. We have a song together called I Do Too, and it's nominated for Song of the Year, Songwriter of the Year at the Country Music Awards this year. And I mean, the Hunter Brothers are like family to me, so I've been working with those guys, helping manage them and write their songs, and helping with production, and they're just taking off. They're on fire. I mean, Hunter Hayes working on this new single, the Hard Dirt song, and those guys are such good guys. The whole scene is awesome, and down here too. We've been living here for 11 years, and David Lee Murphy, I remember hearing him back in the day on your station, and now I get to hang out with the guy and write songs with him, and it's pretty special.
Have a little dust on the bottle?
Yeah, he's a great, you know, we're currently talking, me and him, about pole barns. I'm doing a little construction out here with a little cottage by a pond, and he's got a bunch of land as well, and he's working on some barns and stuff, and it's cool to just be having construction conversations with a guy that you grew up, you know, hearing one of the biggest songs in country history.
I know it's a little tough right now, Brad, especially with all the restrictions that are still in place, but how often do you get home to see the family in northwestern Alberta?
Normally at Christmas is when we come up. We do My wife's from Fort St. John, B.C., so we'll go to LaCrete for Christmas, and then on Boxing Day we'll head to Fort St. John. We'll probably do about 5 days in each town, so I'm kind of up in the north for you know, better part of a couple weeks. And it's awesome every time. My kids love it, and they love having a white Christmas, so that's kind of, that's always been kind of the go-to time of year that we get up there.
Brad, how is 2021 looking for High Valley?
It's looking pretty great because everything that got canceled in 2020 gets pushed to 2021. So if we can get off to a better start instead of slamming on the brakes, maybe we can put our foot on the gas in 2021. And if so, it's going to be a great year. I mean, I'm thankful for everything. I'm thankful for this year and the slowdown. But man, 2021 is going to be pretty exciting. We've never had a new record come out and not be able to tour it. So right now we got this new record out, and we want people to, you know, sing along to all these songs, and we love the message on this record, and we want to go, you know, sing it around the world, and hopefully that happens sooner than later. But we've been gearing down on purpose every year. Our kids are getting older. We've been on the road for a couple decades, so it's like, you don't have to feel sorry for us. You know, there's some of these other bands that are just kind of trying to crank it up and trying to get more busy, and they're the ones that this stinks for. For us, it's a bit of a blessing in disguise.
Brad, I really appreciate your time. It was a pleasure meeting you, not only here on the phone, but last year in Grand Prairie during the Journey tour with Paul Brandt. With you and your brothers and the group, I wish you all the best and all the success in the world. Brad, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for making the time, and thanks so much for being the first station in the history of the world to play High Valley. That's pretty awesome. You guys have been supporting us since long before anybody else ever did, so we appreciate that.